Introduce you to Shabhubana. He's been practicing Krishna consciousness for 28 years now, and he will explain everything you want to know to you.
Hare Krishna. So I'd like to welcome everyone tonight. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold. So I'll be very brief because we have a very honorable guest speaker tonight. And I'm just really elaborating a little bit on this slideshow, which multimedia, which was explaining a little bit about transmigration. Of course, Vedic literature particularly teaches us that consciousness comes from a superior energy, and matter comes from an inferior energy. So superior and inferior are two completely separate, distinct energies. Therefore, the emphasis of scientific study we find in the material world is based upon the material principle of existence. The emphasis which was given in the Vedas, or the ancient Vedic literatures, was a study of a transcendental energy called Para-Brahman. Brahman means spirit. So the transcendental entity, or the spiritual entity, which actually belongs in the eternal atmosphere, which belongs in the spiritual atmosphere, has an eternal relationship with the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. Now, when that, the individual quality of that individual spirit is that he has individual consciousness, which is signified as manifested in life symptoms. One of these chief life symptoms is independence. So the misuse of the independence brings the living entity into a environment by which he can exercise his desire, if you like, to be a completely dominant entity. So the difference between the superior and inferior is that the superior energy is the what we call immeasurable energy, and the inferior energy is the limited and temporary material energy, which is actually measurable. So when the living entity, if you like, misuses independence to forget God, he comes into the material world, takes on a material designated body, and in that designated body, he exercises his free will, which is really the sum and substance of what we call the law of karma. Law of karma is basically the science of action and reaction. Everybody has an individual choice to act according to their individual desire. Now that desire is controlled by higher nature. In other words, the material nature is more powerful than the individual living entity. So if you like, God is still manifested in the material world in what is called a separated energy, which is called Maya or matter. So therefore, when the living entity has become exhausted in his artificial desire to be independent of God, or to be an independent conscious controller, then he can give up that artificial consciousness and realize that he is actually an eternal servant of God. And the servitude between the individual living entity and the complete whole entity, God, is called Krishna consciousness of Bhakti Yoga. So that's it in a nutshell. Thank you.